today's lesson, I want to make it clear that coaching is a skill. It's not easy, and we're not born with some perfect ability to be exactly the coach our clients need when they need it. Don't get me wrong, I think you're all great, and I am sure you are putting your best helping hands into the work you do every day, and you're probably doing a great job. I just wanted to spend a really focused lesson on things you can do to get the best out of all of the people you're working with. Just like we ask our clients to practice eating kale or setting a bedtime, we need to do some practice honing our own skills to bring out the best in ourselves for our clients. We all have our styles and strengths, and as you learn the 10 commandments of how to be a better coach today, think about where you shine and where you could improve your skills. Knowing where you don't even have to think about your competence and where you could use some extra effort in your coaching will not only help your clients, but also your mastery as you move through your professional journey. So let's get started.
Hello there. I am Carrie Peters. I am a health coach and a life coach. I'm the founder of Health Coach Institute, and I've been a professional coach for over 14 years, and for 11 of those years, I've been making six figures and multiple six figures as a coach. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm the breadwinner of my family, and coaching has been absolutely just one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my career. And I've been fortunate enough to train over 20,000 coaches and over 90 countries all over the world. And I have so much to share with you from my 14 years of experience as a coach, good, bad, and ugly, about how to improve your coaching skills so you can have more confidence and get better results with your clients and ultimately charge higher fees. And then how can you take those coaching skills and that confidence and those fees and turn it into a really lucrative business that serves your lifestyle? Now, I have so much to share with you that it actually would take a good year to download all the things in my brain into the things in your brain until we have chips in brains where we can just like zap to each other. Now we have to deal with time, and it takes time. So obviously we don't have a year, we have three lessons. So what I thought I could do was bring the best of what I know to you about becoming a masterful coach and share it in these three lessons that are coming so that you can take the learning and start applying it in your practices now with your clients now and start getting better results for your clients. And honestly, if I may, you get better results for yourself, because coaching is not just a professional journey, it's a personal journey. We have to be our first client. We have to be continually growing ourselves in our mindsets and our beliefs and our habits about health and wellness, but also about business, about money, all the things that we need to create the lifestyle that we want. So this is a personal journey as well, one of significant growth, which is really exciting. So let's just start at the beginning, which is the title of this video is How to Be a Better Coach. And I think the first thing we need to do to answer that question is answer the question of what is a coach? And there is some confusion about that. I think sometimes people think that coaching is about giving people a checklist of what to eat and what not to eat. That's what nutrition coaching is. And I'm here to tell you, it's not that. And if that's what you're doing in your practice, it's going to be very hard to sustain client results over time. And it's also going to be hard to really create the sort of high-end programs that you may or may not want to create. Some of you may not care about that. I did, because I wanted to make money. Some of you may not, some of you might. But what I want to look at is, what's the next level beyond eat this, don't eat that? Because again, like, that's the easy part. You've learned so much in this certificate training. And you can tell people what to eat all day long, and you can tell them why, but does that mean they're going to do it? No, it does not mean they're going to do it. In fact, that is the hardest part of your job. The hardest part of your job is not telling people what to eat and what not to eat. It's helping them actually change their habits. It's helping them create a transformation in their mind, body, soul, so that health is not something they do. It becomes who they are. That's your job as a nutrition coach, and that's what people really pay for. Yes, they need information, no question. But we want to go beyond that. And I want to suggest that a coach is actually a master of transformation. It's not a giver of checklists. You become a master of transformation, and that's what has you stand out in the top 1% and stand out from any other nutrition coach there is, because you have a whole other level of skill. And let me talk about what I mean. So why is transformation important? Well, the number one problem for all healthcare professionals and their patients and clients, and you know this if you are a healthcare professional, is patient compliance, which is a fancy way of saying people do not do what they're told to do or even what they know they should do. And that's why we need coaches, because unlike any other sort of position in the healthcare marketplace, coaches are uniquely trained in the skills needed to create lasting transformation. And it's their job to take time with a client consistently, week after week, to help them transform their beliefs, their habits, and ultimately their entire lives. So the transformational coaching method is a unique combination of behavior science, neuroscience, positive psychology, appreciative inquiry, neurolinguistic programming, and motivational interviewing. It sort of takes the best of the best of everything that I and my other teachers have learned as coaches over the last 14 years and combines them together into this really special methodology. And it really takes a long time to learn the whole method, like I say, 6 months to a year. And I don't want to take that kind of time with you right now. I want to just give you what I think is the secret sauce of creating lasting transformation. The secret sauce of creating lasting transformation. I'm so excited. Sorry. This is so much fun, especially if you've never heard this before, because when I first learned it, it was like, All right, here we go. The secret sauce of creating lasting transformation, drum roll please, is learning how to ask specific questions in a specific sequence that will uncover and transform the client's underlying reason for staying stuck. This may seem simple, so I want to say it again, because this is the essence of coaching. Asking specific questions in a specific sequence that will uncover and transform the client's underlying reason for staying stuck. And you might be like, what? A reason for staying stuck? Why would anyone want to stay stuck? That sounds crazy. They're coming to me because they don't want to be stuck. You're right. And a part of them does want to be stuck. So let me explain that. The transformational coaching method teaches that there are three basic human needs. And the three basic human needs are love, safety, and belonging. Now, each one of us in our brains has a unique coding or programming called beliefs. And beliefs are what tell us if any one of these needs feels like they're at risk of being lost. And if any one of these needs feels like they're at risk of being lost, then our brain, based on our beliefs, our brain is going to tell us, whoa, stop, slam on the brakes, in order to keep those needs intact. So let me give you an example. I want you to look at me, because this is not on the slide. So I want to give you an example. And the example is this. You picture yourself with like a rubber band around your waist on one side. But that rubber band is also on the other side around a big, strong pole, like a big telephone pole. So you and a telephone pole are inside this rubber band. And that telephone pole represents your beliefs, which is what's on the slide, about what you need to do or be or have in order to feel loved, to feel safe, and to belong, to feel like you belong. We all have beliefs about what we need to do or be or have to keep love, safety, and belonging, our three most basic human needs. That's what the pole, the telephone pole of beliefs represents. So you and the pole are inside this rubber band. The pole is all your beliefs about what you need to do, be, and have to keep love, safety, and belonging intact. Now, imagine there's something in your life that you want. Maybe you want to wear a size 4. Maybe you want more energy or a calm stomach. Or maybe you want a booming coaching practice, right? And let's say you start walking toward that result, walking away from the pole of beliefs toward this other thing. Pole's over here, your rubber band is around it, but you're stretching away from the pole trying to get to this thing that you want. Well, the pole's not bending, it's standing strong and firm, and eventually as you walk closer to the thing that you want, that rubber band gets tighter and tighter and tighter because you're going further away from your pole of beliefs. So what happens when a rubber band is stretched to its absolute tightest? It snaps back and it retracts, right? So if you've ever thought to yourself as you're trying to achieve something in your life, if you've ever thought it feels like something is holding me back, then you are right. That is quite literally what is happening as you're trying to create change in your life. And what's holding you back is your programming or your subconscious beliefs about what you need to do, be, or have to keep your feelings of love, safety, and belonging intact. So let me give you an example. Let's say there's a student at Health Coach Institute. Her name is Jackie. Let's say she's a nurse. We have lots of nurses who come and want to add coaching or to their skill set. They want to help people in a profound way. They sort of want to prevent someone from ever coming into the place where they're nursing in the first place. And maybe they want to feel more fulfilled. She wants to feel more fulfilled in her career. Jackie will call her. Maybe she wants to create a work schedule for herself that is better for her health and her sanity. This is a group of people, nurses, bless you, are absolutely angels in disguise, and they're burned out. Their schedules are difficult. So Jackie enrolls in our training. It's called Coach Mastery. That's where you learn our coaching methodology, transformational coaching. And she enrolls in that to create a new way to make a great living and live a great life. And let's say she starts feeling more and more inspired, like her own health starts to improve, her confidence is up, she's learning coaching skills, she's starting to get paying nutrition coaching clients consistently, it's happening over and over, she's starting to make more money than she's ever made outside of nursing, like, oh my gosh, I actually might be able to do this for a living. And she's starting to transition into a newer and easier work schedule. All this is happening for her. But meanwhile, her coworkers watch her making changes, and she's now the only one who's not complaining about being exhausted and not complaining about not feeling fulfilled in her work or not complaining about feeling financially crushed. And her colleagues start to go, well, she's not one of us anymore. Because part of the rules of belonging in that community is overwork and frustration and even burnout. So if Jackie's no longer experiencing those things, then she feels like she loses her sense of belonging. And that creates a very dangerous inner conflict. And that inner conflict looks like this. If I love my work and my life, then I lose my friends. I no longer belong with this group of people that I belonged with for so long, which creates a really strong pull in the opposite direction of what she wants. So if Jackie can't move her pole of beliefs on this, there's a really good chance that her subconscious mind is going to find creative ways to overwork or feel burnt out or feel financially stressed again so she can belong again. If we have a subconscious objection to getting what we want that's in the pole of beliefs, then we're going to create the same circumstances that we wanted to leave. This is true for you if you're looking to create a business because maybe you left something where you overworked, right? Well, if you don't shift your beliefs about needing to overwork, you're going to create overwork in your new business as a nutrition coach. Why? Because beliefs create our experience, and our experience confirms our beliefs. We cannot have a belief and then have our world not confirm that belief. That's just not how human minds and the world work. So when we're creating the circumstances we're trying to escape, because we haven't shifted our pole of beliefs, we're still stuck in the rubber band with this like huge telephone pole, then we create the circumstances in ways that are creative. And some people might call bad luck. So for example, they might say, oh no, a last minute deadline popped up. I have to be up until 3 a.m. I'm exhausted. I have 3 more meetings. I'm burned out. Oh no, my car broke down and the repair costs $1,000 and money is tight. Arr! So in the case of Jackie, when this stuff happens to her, it's because her rubber band is really tied strongly to this unbending pole of beliefs that's trying to help her keep her need to belong and her need to be loved by her group and her sense of safety intact. So in order for Jackie to get what she wants, her coach has to know how to start moving that pole of beliefs. So as Jackie starts reaching for these new things in her life, instead of being snapped back to the pole and creating this drama shenanigans in her life, the pole starts moving with her. And all her beliefs start shifting and changing so that she can align with what it is that she wants to manifest in her life now instead of being held back by those beliefs. So if we as nutrition coaches don't have the skill to move that pole of beliefs, then no lasting change will stick for your client. If your client believes I am fat and they lose weight, but they didn't change the belief I am fat, they're either going to see themselves as fat or they're going to gain weight. There's no other possibility. That's just how it's going to work. And you as the nutrition coach might feel frustrated. Like, I told them what to do. They did it. They got the result. What happened? They self-sabotaged. And I want to suggest that there's no such thing as self-sabotage. There only is the alignment, the necessary alignment with someone's beliefs about what they need to do, be, or have to keep love, safety, and belonging. That's it. So what this means for you is very profound. And that is, no matter how good your nutrition, health, and wellness information is, your clients won't get lasting results unless you address the underlying reason for staying stuck. This is so good. And that takes us to our next lesson where I want to take this even further and look at the key to lifelong changes. See you in the next lesson.